This episode of Just Figure Wrestling, the JFW podcast, is brought to you by CarterComics.com. It's a one-stop shop for all your comic needs, whether it be graded or raw. Carter Comics has got them all. All you gotta do is go to CarterComics.com, check out their amazing store, fill your cart up with all their amazing comics. Use the discount code FREAKNET, F-R-E-A-K-N-E-T. You'll save 10% in your entire order. Not just that, if you buy more than one comic at once, you get a multi-purchase discount of additional 10% plus free shipping. So act now, CarterComics.com. Check out the comics, buy them, get the discounts, get the free shipping. Do it now.
It's time! It's JFW time!
All right, guys, it's that time to get started in the ring with the greatest faction in podcast history, Jazz Freak Wrestling, the JFW podcast, hosted by Travesty. And guys, I'm bringing you a very special, a very exclusive podcast, because we are going to be talking about the Mr. Bill Classic, March 23rd at the Majestic Theater in Kankakee, Illinois. And I was thinking, you know, who could be on here, who could talk about it. And obviously, I had to have Hunter Payne on here, longtime friend. He loves me. He won't admit it, but he does. And my former boss, but a Windy City alum himself, in Terry Allen. Guys, thank you for being here and kind of helping me explain to everyone exactly what this show is about and what's going to be happening.
Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Travis.
Oh, I think that's the first time you ever said thank you to me.
I'll take it back.
Too late. It's already there. It's in the recording now. It's forever. I'm probably going to clip that and make it my ringtone.
You probably will.
I absolutely will. So I want to first have you guys help me. Terry, you articulate words a lot better. First off, could you explain to everybody, especially me, because I'm not very well informed about Windy City, all that kind of helped happen before I got into my fandom of professional wrestling. Who is Mr. Bill Robinette?
So Bill Robinette was a WWF ring announcer. He was a musician first, traveled with the Vogues and the Marcells, and he became an announcer. But then he became the announcer for Windy City Pro Wrestling. And, you know, he also owned Shaboom's, and where a lot of the guys after shows would go from New York, Atlanta, and, you know, here, right? And there just became such a brotherhood, and he became such a friend and a guy that looked out for everybody, that everybody who knows Bill loved him, because that's who he was to everyone. It wasn't just in wrestling. That's who he became to everyone. Super special man that lots of people love.
To know Bill was to love Bill.
Yeah.
I don't personally know a person that has come through Windy City that did not like Mr. Bill.
Gotcha.
Fantastic man.
I saw some of the photos that have been posted, not only on the Mr. Bill Facebook page, but also at Mr. Bill Classics .com on the website. A lot of the pictures of his life, not so much just wrestling, but his life in general. Like, I believe there was a photo of him with former President Barack Obama, dressed as Santa. Even like, what was the Santa about?
So he loved being Santa Claus, and he was actually the national Santa Claus while Obama was in office. So during Christmas time, he'd be with Obama and, you know, on TV and partying up and dancing and singing. And that was Bill.
That's fantastic. Yeah, because I was seeing the pictures, and I used to dress as Santa. I couldn't compare my Santa to his. His looked spot on perfect. Like Miracle on 34th Street, Santa perfect.
He's literally in my phone as Santa.
He's a larger than life character. Right. All through and through. Ring announcing, Santa Claus, playing in a band, whatever. You can't miss him.
Awesome.
He's great dude. Great entertainer, great everything.
Gotcha. So in a sense, he was the voice of Windy City.
He was. He's the round mound of sound.
I don't know a whole lot about the history of Windy City. I've talked to people here and there. I've had conversations with Hunter a little bit about Windy City. Terry, we talked a little bit about Windy City. I did an interview with Ivan Manson, and we discussed Windy City. But at a certain point, and one of the cool things about this is that I want to talk about here in a minute and how this came about, is towards, there was a certain point in Windy City where a lot of people kind of went their separate ways. And we don't have to get into that, and we don't have to talk about that. But from my perspective, correct me if I'm wrong, obviously, after a exodus like that, a lot of other independent companies started to form. POW Entertainment, CSW, South End Championship Wrestling. What is it that makes it important for these three companies to come together to do a show like this? Because we are, because anyone who's a South End Championship Wrestling fan knows that this is a South End Championship Wrestling date. That, but you guys expanded it even further and brought in two other companies who are Chicago-based, Northern Illinois-based, to kind of bring this together. What was the importance of that happening?
The other two owners of those companies, along with myself, all from Windy City.
Okay. How did it come together? Like what was the decision?
What's the common denominator is Mr. Bill.
Yeah.
There's nothing we wouldn't do for Mr. Bill. So anything we do to help his family out, raise a little money, we were all in. It didn't take much for us to jump on board for it. So
at his wake, we Sam called a bunch of us into an office, and we sat and talked about what we should do. And it kind of came a unanimous thing where these are the companies that should do something together. He's like, you guys are, Sam was like, you guys are from me. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to work together to put on a show for Mr. Bill. So, and Bill's son, Tim, was in there and he was agreeing. And that's how it kind of came together.
Gotcha. Yeah, because you really don't, I mean, you see it a little bit, like where like you'll have a couple companies that kind of work together to put on like a couple shows like here and there. I know there's another company that's done it a little bit, but I don't think it's been done to the magnitude that this show is. Because like when people say it's like, oh yeah, SCW, POW, and CSW to come together putting on a show, but it's so much more than that because they are companies that have, like, in a sense, their own territory. They're out doing their own things and everything, but because of a guy like Mr. Bill, who has meant so much to you guys, Steve Boz, and Jim Blaze, it's like, okay, we need to find a way to make this. And I think that's an incredible idea and an incredible concept. Why the Majestic? Talk to me a little bit about the Majestic, because this is going to be the first show that South End Championship Wrestling is going to put together. And I guess when you look at the history of SCW, and I only know SCW from 2017 when it moved from CSW Southland. But is this the biggest market that you're going to wrestle out of? And what was the purpose of the Majestic, and how important is it for an event like this?
It is. It is the biggest venue we're going to ever run out of, mm-hmm. Out in this area, for sure. We've been in talks with the Majestic, but this particular event, when Terry and I pitched it to the owners of the building, they couldn't even say no. Like, they were all on board for it.
We literally walked into the building, and I looked at Jeff and I said, Mr. Bill Show. And I've been working on venues for over a year. Everybody's got their day jobs. Everybody's got, you know, their companies to run.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not. I don't have a company. So I've taken a lot of lead on some of these things, right? And keeping these guys all in the loop. But literally when we walked in there, I just looked at him like, Mr. Bill Show. And he's like, fuck yeah. I mean, because the room has as much character as Bill. And it literally just... But then it came a conversation of, all right, I know it's an SCW show day. Can we make it work on that day? Because it's also a day where nobody else would have been on that date. It wasn't that long of a conversation. Jeff has been very open because of he loved Mr. Bill, yeah. Right? But
truly,
it was on SCW's date, and I did ask for, you know, can we please make that happen for Bill? Because literally, when we walked in there, it was just like, this room screams Mr. Bill. It's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful building. There's not a bad seat in there. And that's how it came about. Like, literally, we walked in, and we were just like, Mr. Bill.
I actually can't wait for all the wrestlers and especially the fans to see this place. It's phenomenal. It's awesome.
Yeah. I have yet to have an opportunity to be inside the Majestic. I know they kind of done some upgrades and some remodels from the past. I did see some pictures that you've shown me yourself about kind of like what the open area looks like. And you could kind of imagine what the show's going to be put. You know, because you're talking about a stage just right there. There's going to be VIP seating on the stage. And I want to talk about the seating, obviously, too. But without knowing Mr. Bill, just looking at the pictures of Mr. Bill, you kind of see how well kept he was, how he dressed. Obviously, just like you, very well dressed, you know, out there. You stand out in a crowd. And I think when you could imagine what the Majestic looks like, for anyone who hasn't seen it, you can look it up on Google. Just Google Majestic Theater, Kankakee. Check out the photos. It's fantastic. There's an elegance to it. And it's like, I think it's what you said. Like, when I see it, I could think this is something that's very Mr. Bill, like, without even meeting the guy, just the perception that he puts out there in photos or videos or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
And I believe it's 600 seating, or is it more?
We could fit more. Right now, we've started at 600.
Gotcha. Okay. So it is definitely a huge building. I've been to Chabant Civic Center. I've been to Steamhouse Brewing. I've been Clifton. This definitely has to be the biggest.
By far.
And I think the population, or the populated area that we're wrestling, you guys are going to be putting the show on in, is fantastic. Kankakee is definitely untapped to where you could pull people in and really present a show. And I think the promoting that's been going on social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, looking at the websites and all that stuff, is huge. Obviously, you guys got a lot of the SCW trainees who are fully in support and helping and sharing and everything. Me trying to do my part here. It's one of those shows, it's almost once in a lifetime when you really think about it.
It is. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's never been done, right? But when you have three of the biggest companies, I would say, in Illinois, yeah, right, coming together for for one cause, I think that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal to get these three guys to work together. I mean, they all love each other, right? We all come from the same school. And I'm not taking anything away from, you know, because you were saying there was another company, 10-19-19, right? That was a really big show. Yeah. That was three companies working together and a little bit more, right? We're taking nothing away from that. This is just a, you know, Sam was like, this is what I want to see from my group of guys for Bill. And that's just kind of how that came about. But this is, to get these three to work together is definitely special.
Gotcha. You guys, you still have your moments in the ring. You still wrestle from time to time. I don't want to say prime because that sounds rude and I don't want to sound... But
there we go.
I'm trying to word this right where it doesn't sound douchey. I don't want to be douchey about it. From when you guys started, obviously you developed more of a behind-the-scenes work into the business. I've heard stories about Windy City fans, the size of the crowd that's been at Windy City shows. How is it compared to wrestling in front of a crowd like that, to actually putting together a show to create a crowd like that? I hope I worded that right.
Rephrase that for me.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
How is working behind the scenes for this? Is it nerve-wracking? Is it actually easy because you've been doing it for so long? Or how does this compare to any other SCW show or any other show you worked on?
For me?
Yes.
For me, it's just as nerve-wracking as performing, simply because I want and need everything to be perfect. And there's no such thing as perfect, right? Mm-hmm. So when I sit back and watch, I scream, I cringe, I yell, and I might even be more on edge behind the scenes.
Gotcha.
I haven't booked anything in 20 years, so trying to balance out my own personal business and this has been a pain in my ass. at the same time, like Jeff, for Bill, I want perfect. We both know there's no such thing as perfect. Yeah. Not in wrestling. It does not exist. But as perfect as it can be for all the boys and girls who are performing, for all the fans, and especially for Bill, that's a big thing.
Yeah. I was, before we started, I was kind of like running through the Facebook page, and I was trying to make notes on the people that were scheduled and have been announced to appear at Windy City. Obviously, more people could be announced, more people could show up. Obviously, Windy City, you know, goes across the Midwest, and it's not just the alum from Windy City, but it's also, you know, legends in the Midwest, the rising stars in the Midwest. We've seen people announced from CSW school, from the SCW school, as we're recording from here. So I did want to talk about everyone, but then when I started making the list of everybody, that would take forever.
It would
100%. It's a beautiful thing, though, because it shows how much people really loved Mr. Bill. Like, the fact that you could get a collective of, I don't even know the number because I wasn't even counting when I'm doing this, but we're looking at a 70-man battle. Well, so 70-plus people are taking March 23rd as the most important day for them to be here for Mr. Bill.
Yeah.
How was getting this group of people together?
I'll leave that to him.
Still working on it.
How many phone calls and messages are listed right here?
Being a financial advisor and insurance guy, my life is the phone.
Yes.
So it's just now broken up to calling people about the show and calling people about their insurance or financial services, mm-hmm. right? So now it's just divvied up, but now, it's on the way up here, I was probably on 4 or 5 phone calls just driving here.
Yeah.
You have a lot of bodies. You have a lot of egos, and I'm not saying an ego in a negative way. It's just everybody has an ego, right? So there's so many little pieces of just to put together and just make. But everybody's like, I want to be there for Bill. I want to be there for Bill. I want to be there for Bill. What can I do for Bill? I want to be there for Bill. And if that's the tying line, that's the best line.
Gotcha. I mean, like you said, look at the list of guys. Mr. Bill obviously meant something to a lot of people.
Yeah, well, when I started making those, I tried to sort it out into alums, SCWs, pals. Couldn't do it.
There's a lot of interchangeables. In there.
It got so like I was filling up pages with like people and some of these people I've seen wrestle throughout the years, I've heard about them throughout the years, but then there are people that I guess I'm ashamed to say as a wrestling fan I've never heard of before. We mentioned earlier, one of the guys I did see is Iron Mike Sampson. He was the first person announced for this show.
Sure.
The last time I've ever seen Iron Mike Sampson, I believe it was in like 2004 at the one and only wrestling show in Piatone. It was Primetime Wrestling. Was Iron Mike Sampson being the first announcement just he's the first one that said yes, or is there a significance to Iron Mike Sampson being the first announcement for this show?
It was on purpose. Mike is the man who set the tone for Windy City Pro Wrestling. Right after him was the Turbos, right? Mm-hmm. They were back to back. Those were people who set that tone. When in 95, when I got there, like there was nobody bigger than Mike. I mean, physically, no. But just in presence as well. And a good man, a great champion, but he set that standard. And that's how I talked to him. I was like, Mike, here's the deal. I'm like, you were the standard bearer for Windy City, and I'd love to have you there. Even if you can't participate, he's like, fuck that, I'm in the Royal. Yes. Fuck yeah, you are. Fuck yeah, you are. So.
Yeah. Well, and obviously, again, I don't know a lot of these guys. We could run through the list here a little bit, kind of like hopefully educate myself on some of these. Let's say the alum, the veterans in this business. Are these guys who have called it quits and are lacing it up one more? I know C-Red mentioned on the Power Hour that he is lacing his boots up one more time in honor of Mr. Bill. How many of these guys are just like that?
So many. I can't give you an exact number about how I can't give you an exact yeah. number of how many guys who are lacing them up just one time for the show for Bill. Like there's well over 20. I can tell you that. There are so many that just I want to do this for Bill. Whatever you need from me, if you can do this with me, I'd love to do this, but whatever you need me to do, I'm there for Bill. It's over 20 guys who are just putting them on one more time.
I got you. Are you guys okay if we run through this list kind of quick?
Sure.
I'll just read off a couple groups, and if you guys just have anyone you want to key point out, please feel free to do so. Because like I said, I mean, like there are so many names, and I don't want to forget anybody, but I think I got everybody. There may be duplicates. I'm not sure. There was a lot.
Sure.
So the first group I saw was obviously Iron Mike Sampson, Frank the Tank Melson, Willie the Bomb Richards. I may say this wrong, but Killer Khalsa Singh.
Correct.
Thank you. Singh, yeah. Mike Anthony and Richard T. Sin. Anyone in there that really like sticks out as like, I know it's hard to like really pick and choose. If you want to talk about them all, feel free to do so.
So another one that'd be a great standard bearer for when you said he was Frank. Mike Anthony was our trainer when we started. He was along with Boz and Christopher Daniels. But Frank also set that tone when I started. He was a bigger than person personality.
I say another larger than life personality, yeah. Man. Legit.
Amazing dart player too. World champion dart player. But just a great dude. Killer Khalsa Singh, great guy. Can't wait to have some of his alcohol and some of his tequila and have a cigar with him. That's what I'm looking for. Jet Life, if you don't know, Jet Life is his, and looking forward to our cigar time later on that night and having some of that. But I mean, everybody that you named off there, I mean, Willie's like our brother, Willie Baum Richardson. Yeah. I mean, we beat the crap out of each other for years and years.
Countless number of times.
Just practice. I mean, practice time was real time. Everything you did in the ring was exactly as you did it on the show. We beat the shit out of each other. And Richard T, you know, the mouth of the Midwest.
Yeah, one of the best. One of the best managers, announcers, commentators.
Whenever I hear, like, if I'm thinking about matches, I'm going over things in my head, it's Richard T's voice I hear.
That's awesome.
He's great. Yep. He's great.
Willie, I think out of that section, Willie's one I think I saw the most. I caught him, I think, post Windy City when he was down in New Breed Wrestling Alliance in Buckley with Team Dammit tagging with Trauma. Was Trauma a Windy City guy too, or is that separate?
He was.
Okay, so I remember Team Dammit, obviously managed by C-Red, when he was in Elite Pro Wrestling, team with Marche Rocket, who's also on this list somewhere. doing the Soul Touchers in Elite Pro Wrestling. And now he's still, I believe, managing currently the next generation of guys. So I like Willie. He's a funny dude. He has no filter. Fantastic guy.
That's always been the case with Willie.
I think I got everyone correct in the Brotherhood I saw was announced. We got Ivan Manson, Snake Manson, Ripper Manson, Skull Manson, Psycho Manson. Not only that, the family, the three new prospects who actually just this past Saturday became full-blooded members of the family thanks to Charlie Jr., have been announced. What can you tell me about the Brotherhood or the Manson family or the family, whatever their name may be?
We'll never forget. I'm Brotherhood, and Brotherhood's for life.
That's true. I don't know. I think somebody else over here. Somebody else's Brotherhood over here too. There's a lot.
There was a lot.
So many. There's a lot.
I mean, Scott Spade was part of the Brotherhood in a way. Spade was somebody who took my place when I couldn't wrestle anymore after back injuries. So
if you don't go with the Manson last name, you throw me off. So if you weren't Terry Manson at one point,
they wanted to call me Chuck Manson.
Ooh.
And I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, Terry Allen's better.
It's not it. No, and it was Sam. Everybody in the Brotherhood was like, no. But Sam was like, oh, it's going to be great. And I'm like, no.
I've had many of those conversations with Sam. But I've never been part of the Brotherhood, but man, did the Brotherhood and myself and Nightbreed and Warlocks go to war with the Brotherhood. For years, the Brotherhood kicked my ass. And for years, I kicked their ass. I mean, it was brutal. Mm-hmm.
That's a long story there.
But real quick, Hunter, about you. Obviously, as it was announced, and this is kind of like more of like a behind-the-scenes thing, but whatever, Hunter Payne's not really going to be at the Mr. Bill Show. Balthazar's going to be at the Mr. Bill Show.
Balthazar.
What's the importance of that? Like, why?
When Mr. Bill was announcing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try and keep true to form, right?
Gotcha. You're going to come like in the leather and everything all over
again? Yeah, nah, I don't know about that. I don't think they have leather pants big enough to fit me anymore. Just being honest.
Right.
If they do, I definitely don't have the money to buy them bad boys. So.
Well, you are teaming with the Warlocks in the six-man.
Correct.
Okay. And I'm really excited to talk about these matches up too. Let's talk about a little bit about Chi-Town T, Masterpiece Mike Masters, C-Red, Polish Crippler, which I hear is probably one of the tallest dudes in Windy City.
Crippler's a big man.
Yeah, 6'7".
And Marche Rocket's right there. So what can you tell me about these group of guys?
So we got Chi-Town T.
Yeah.
Chi-Town T was around a lot when I first started. If Sam, Mike, or Boz wasn't around, he would run training, and he came up with the nickname White Lightning for me in training, because no one hit the ropes harder or faster than I did.
Oh.
And he told me to slow the fuck down before I kill myself, and he was almost right on a few occasions.
What about Mike Masters?
Love Mike. Love Mike. I'm super excited to have him come back. He was part of a group called Sports Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing wrestler. I'm interested to see him in that match with the people that he's in there with, because he's like we are, old goats. But I know he's still been active, so I'm really interested to see how that match.
I mean, looking at that picture of him, I mean, he looks in better shape now than he did last time I seen him, which was 15, 18 years ago.
That's fair.
It's incredible.
C Red, you can't say enough about C Red.
Oh, I love C Red. I'm actually interviewing C Red here in a couple weeks. I'm really excited about this guy to learn about his history and his career and everything too. Marcia Rocket, we know a lot about, obviously, you know, champion over, NWA guy. He's wrestling Midwest constantly. He's probably, in my mind, he's like a full-time dude. I don't think he really is, but...
Hand me your pen right there. When he started, that was as big as
That's how big he was.
For sure. But he still had the best smile ever, like that smile he has now.
Yep.
Same smile, man. That money smile.
Talk me about Polish Cripple. I think I read in the post he's about 7 feet tall.
6'7".
6'7"?
He's 6'7". Actually, might be one of my better friends coming out of the business. You know, I only have a handful in my 26 years, 7 years in, whatever it is. But he's one of them. We used to be tag team partners. He's broken my ribs before off of a choke slam that I think I was 10 feet in the air for. And showed no mercy, bringing me through the mat.
Is that when you decided to bulk up a little bit?
I had to bulk up a little bit, so I couldn't get thrown around by those guys. But he threw everybody around. It didn't matter. I mean, he was strong. He was a strong, strong man.
He's
one of the most athletic big men you'll ever see.
Sure.
No doubt.
He sure was.
Moonsaults, backflips, the whole 10.
I'll be honest with you guys for a minute, because I was telling this story to some of my co-hosts of JFW and everything. And I feel like I just got to be really open about my mindset. Don't hit me. A friend of mine and his buddy, they've got VIP tickets to sit on stage, which I believe there's maybe 20 still available right now.
Well, there's less than 10 at this point.
Less than 10, which is incredible. If you guys have a chance, get MrBillClassic.com, tickets available right there. The VIP seating on the stage, you get to sit with some of the alum who may not be participating in the show, but are there present.
And it's incredible seating.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible seating.
You'll be right on line with the stage, with the wrestling ring. Yeah. I mean, you'll be right there.
So in my mind, when I was sitting and I was talking to Pac-Man about how excited his buddy Gabagool was about, because he used to go to Windy City with his parents all the time. And he was like really excited. In my mind, I'm thinking of all these old gray-haired, like elderly fellows, and I kept thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what, I talked to two of them on a consistent basis, and they don't look that bad, and I was talking about you guys, don't beat me up, but I guess in my mind, like, the Windy City guys that we're talking about here are, what, like, late 40s, mid 50s, like, we're not talking about...
You're going to have a couple guys who are tickling 60, if not over 60, that are going to be in that ring.
Okay, so some of these guys are actually guys who were veterans by the time you guys started.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. See, when I look at this list, I think you guys are all the same. Like late 90s,
early 2000s. I'm excited, right? Yeah. Because some of these guys that Terry got to come in, I never shared a ring with.
Oh, awesome.
You know, they were gone by the time I started. They had moved on to whatever it is they were doing. So I'm excited to get in a ring with the guys that actually paved the way for what we're doing today.
Yeah.
That's exciting for me.
And this might be the first show that you ever done where you aren't the oldest guy.
Damn. Damn.
Nothing.
Right. Nothing. Long build-up just to get to that punchline. Two of my favorite things in professional wrestling are watching the rising women in the professional business and tag team wrestling. They're my two favorite things in this business. And I believe I got every female who was scheduled to be here. If I'm wrong, just correct me on any of them. Sweet Chicks, Sweet Cheeks, Luscious Lips, Mistress D, Angel, Drusilla, Crystal, Angel, Lily, La Pescadita, RVP, Sandra D, Cinnamon, So say, and then one of those angels, obviously SCW Angel, but then the original Angel of Windy City, two completely separate people.
Correct.
Completely separate people.
What can you tell me about the group of women that you guys have planned to be there?
Well, as far as the match goes, it was a mix of some folks who haven't wrestled in a while, mm-hmm. some folks who are young and just up and coming, like La Pesquita, who looks like she's a phenomenal young lady wrestler. And let me say wrestler as a whole, right? Mm-hmm. She's a woman, but she looks like she's a phenomenal wrestler.
Yeah.
Angel's obviously the SCW Women's Champ. She's good. RVP's the former one.
Do time. She makes me do that.
You have Erica D'Erica, who's actually coming out as Drusilla, just like he's coming out as Baltazar. Mm-hmm. Both with the Warlock gimmick. But, you know, Sandra was very, very close to Bill. She was the last person to see him. She was in the hospital the day before he passed away. Cheeks and Bill, God, they loved each other. I could say the same for Lips and Mistress D, right? These women all just... Bill loved women, period.
Well, I did see a post with the Windy City Gems.
Yes. So, when you seen a picture of Bill, did he not have a girl on his arm?
He did.
So that was Mr. Bill.
Yeah, there's... The women love Bill. Bill loved the women, but this group of women, there was a very close connection with.
Awesome.
So, but I think that the group of women that are going to be wrestling is going to be able to put on a very unique match together, and I'm anxious to see how that turns out. I think that's going to be really good. It's going to be really entertaining.
I'm excited for it just because I've seen RVP and Angel wrestle so much in SCW. Pescadilla, I know she's from Chicago Style Wrestling. I believe she is fairly new. I don't know her history, but I believe she is fairly new in the business.
New.
So for her to step in the ring with veterans, not only by her tag team partners, but also her opponents, I mean, that is a very, like, almost, I don't want to say make or break, but it's definitely going to be a moment for her career. Angel and RVP, they definitely have egos to them, and I think they want to make their mark. So I have no doubt this is very hard-hitting. And if you look at SCW on what's been going on, between Erica, but she's coming out as Drusilla, you said.
That the show, yeah.
Versus Angel. That's something we've been hoping for, you're looking at 9 months, 8 months.
Sure.
So to actually be in the ring in some kind of way. I know I still want to see that singles match down the line. But I have no doubt there's got to be a moment where these two lock up in this match. And a lot of the SCW faithful probably want to see that moment as well.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
You know, I want to talk, let's go to matches, and I can come back to this because the first two people I was going to mention, Tenacious Terry Allen, Steve Boz, you guys actually have a match against each other.
We do.
As stated, first time in 20 years.
Correct.
Not only that, I believe Jason Reigns has been announced as a special guest referee.
Correct.
Now, you three were a team.
We were called Devastation.
Cool. Tell me about the history with Steve Boz. Tell me about the last time you guys wrestled. And tell me why this match needs to happen now.
Well, Steve and I been friends pretty much since the minute I walked in. Mike Gratchner had said, told him, he's like, hey, Steve, this kid knows how to wrestle. And he was like, yeah, whatever. And I was probably all of 150 pounds. But Steve didn't realize he was talking about actual wrestling, and went in there and ran around on him a little bit. He's like, you didn't tell me that he knew how to wrestle. But we've been close ever since then, and Steve's always looked out for me. He's the first person who got me into New York way back when. New York was WWF back then. If you guys are listening and you don't know, now it's WWE. Hopefully you know that, but if you don't, you do now. And we became a team, Devastation. It was first me, Steve Boz, Mike Anthony, and Brandon Bishop. That changed. And then Jason Rain became in there. We were the closest of friends for the longest time. Life does its own stuff. Steve and I have been tag champs everywhere multiple times. And the last time we faced each other, the first time we faced each other was in like 97 or 96 or something like that. And then we faced each other again for the Lee Sanders final, which was March 10th of 2001. And we faced each other, I think, in 2003. But the last time was in 2004 when we absolutely hated each other. It was a 2 out of 3 falls match. Loser leaves the company. So, and Steve won that match. But as we talked about it, you know, we've definitely talked in the past about we need to lock up one more time before both of us are just too far gone. And but we both agreed it had to be a special moment. Yeah. I was just like, well, what about the Bill show? And he was like, okay, I'm in. And then said, Jay, do you want to ref this? And he's like, hell yeah. So
so with the falling out between you and Boz back in the day, where did Jason Reigns fall in all that?
So Jason fell out with us before that.
Oh, okay.
And then he broke out on his own for a little while. But, I mean, there was definitely bad blood for a little while between people, but time, man, that mm-hmm. stuff's all gone.
Yeah.
You know, we're too old. We're too old for that shit anymore. People are still hanging on to that silliness.
Gotcha. We did mention the 6-woman tag match that's happening as well. Koa versus Acid Jazz originally was announced as a POW Midwest Championship match.
Correct.
The last POW show, Acid Jazz lost the title to, correct, I believe it was Axel Rico.
Correct.
So now this is becoming a number one contendership match for POW title.
That's right.
I'm sure Acid Jazz isn't happy having to fight for his number one contendership, but at the same time, you know, he's kind of a bad guy in POW, so I'm okay with it. Koa kind of returns to Southland for the first time since the Genesis match up with Sean Mulligan.
I don't know if that was his last match, but he's been with POW most times since then. Mm-hmm. And
well, yeah, you've actually had a feud with him.
I did.
I think at least it was a 3-match series that you guys had.
It ended up just being 2. The third one, I ended up facing Chris Cairo, his replacement. But this will be a very interesting match for the POW Midwest Championship.
Absolutely.
That's something I'm looking forward to watching.
Oh, yeah. And I know, like, I saw it all over Facebook, you know, the Red Wave Army from Southlands excited to see Koa come back. And I think making a number one contendership match for him is a pretty good idea. You know, like I said, he's been wrestling POW nonstop since Southland Championship Wrestling. He goes to Joliet as well, too, but he has yet to hold gold in POW. I believe he did a promo at one of the POW shows stating that he's tired of not getting the opportunities and coming up short and everything, so maybe coming back to the Kankakee area will give him the wins and stuff that he's been missing.
Maybe.
Well, he can make his own opportunity here, right?
Exactly.
We'll see what happens.
I'll save that one a little bit later. We got Inestra versus Quintero. That's a CSW matchup.
Metro Division Championship.
Excellent. I didn't make that note. See, this is why I'm not that good. what can you tell me about these two guys? Because they haven't been to the SCW area. We've seen CSW guys come down, High Voltage and all that, but I'm not too familiar with these two guys. What can you tell me about them?
These two are two great, young, up-and-coming talents. I mean, I've watched several of their stuff. I talked with Steve about them.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are good. Yeah. I mean, they're not long in, and they're good. Like, way better than they should be. And that match, that match is going to be one of the matches that's talked about as far as match tonight. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you it's going to be, but I can tell you it's going to be talked like it is. I just believe that's going to happen between those two.
Yeah. Well, and again, like we were talking about opportunities in the women's tag match, I think it's the same thing here. Two young guys being on a match card with all these Midwest greats and everything. A lot of pressure, but it's also a moment for them to really prove who they are in this business.
Absolutely. When you have these opportunities, you got to take them, man. Mm-hmm. You just got to freaking snatch them. I mean, they're placed there for a reason. Yeah. And, you know, watching these guys and talking to Steve about them, and I want them to grab it. Like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of guys on here that we want them to.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity. Grab that. Grab it. I mean, we're old. We're done. Right? I mean, we're not done, but you know what I'm saying. We're old. We're on there for Bill. We love Bill. It's a passion thing. But we also want these young guys, the guys who are wrestling now and the guys who are going to be the future, we want them to have that highlight too. And that's the important part that comes out of this.
Want them to grab the bull by the horn, so to speak. You know, in big moments like that, you either crush under the pressure or you rise to the occasion.
Right. Yeah.
There's no in between there.
Yeah. See, and not only that, like when you look at it, like obviously nothing's going to take away from the fact that this show is all about Mr. Bill. But it's almost a showcase in a way, because now these guys are showing themselves not only in front of their home company, but to other companies.
Absolutely.
So this could open doors to potential SCW showings, to POW showings and everything. And it's an opportunity that not many other people are getting. Like, a lot of people are showing up for this event. They're going to be in the Battle Royal. But these guys actually have a match on this card in front of all of these fans that are coming in. Nearly selling out this building. They're going to have an opportunity to prove why they're the next level in the business. And hopefully, I'm hoping they take the opportunity. I know Nubby talks about it when we cover CSW. I just have yet to see him, and I'm really excited to finally see him in person.
Same here. Same here.
When we talked about Samson, about him being the top, you mentioned Twin Turbo right beneath him. Mm-hmm. And Twin Turbo is going to be facing the Brotherhood in a tag team match.
Correct.
Talk to me a little bit about the history between Twin Turbo and the Brotherhood. It hasn't been announced who from the Brotherhood they're facing, just that they will be facing members from the Brotherhood. But what's the history right there between Twin Turbo and the Brotherhood?
So I can tell you that, at a minimum, Ripper will be in the match.
Okay.
So Ripper and the Turbos started wrestling each other 30 years ago. And this is, Ripper's one of the guys who said, listen, you know, since I've retired, you know, I said I wasn't going to lace him up again. And then he had a little run where he needed me to be his partner. I was injured, couldn't. But since then, he's had nothing to do it. Like, he will not lace him up. He's like, I need to lace him up for Bill. Mm-hmm. He's like, and if it can happen, I want to face the Turbos.
Yeah.
Because that's how things started for those guys back over 30 years ago. They started wrestling each other 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, they started wrestling each other 30 years ago. They're around longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this match is definitely a Windy City classic.
For sure. In
all the ways.
Yeah.
It is old, old, old school. And you guys aren't old, old, old. I mean, yeah, you are. But it's going to be old school gold.
Yeah.
That's what's going to come out of that match. It doesn't matter who Rip has as his partner. It's going to be old school gold.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. As a side note, I got to mention this as I'm thinking in my head. When you guys started out in Windy City, what was it? Was it mid-90s, late-90s, 96, 97?
Mid.
Okay.
I was in 95. Ivan Manson swears it was 94. I swear it was 95.
I was in 96, late 96.
It's incredible to think that when you think about when it all started, and Ivan's a huge part of this memory of mine, when I look at when that all started, when hearing Ivan talk about, hearing you guys talk about today right now, It shocks me that I remember not too long ago, within 3 years, Elite Pain taking on the Family at SCW for tag team titles. You facing Ivan in his final match. He came back. But that stuff, that was within the last 3 or 4 years. So you're talking about, like, you guys being together in one way or another for nearly 3 decades.
Tied at the hip for nearly 30 years.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
29, 30 years for sure.
It's just incredible.
So I got a funny story with Turbos, right, and Brotherhood. I think you were there. We were in Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working Ripper. Ripper has me in a torture rack, stretching the shit out of me. Psych Man comes in with that fucking 2x4.
Hey, Rip, pick him up!
Oh. Mind you, Psych wasn't that tall.
Mm-hmm.
Rip's kind of tall. And then I'm on top of Rip. And he comes across, and he reaches across and smacks me in the fucking ribs with the 2x4.
Oh, God.
Snapped it right there. Couldn't breathe.
The rib
nothing.
Or the wood?
The rib.
Oh, the rib. Okay.
And then Psych says, man, that was a nice pop. And he decides to do it again. Hits me in the same fucking spot. Broke my ribs. 8-hour drive home with two broken ribs, which sucked. So let's fast forward a month.
Mm-hmm.
Turbos come up to me and they go, hey, Jeff, thanks, man. I go, what? He was like, Psych can't use the stick anymore. They were so thankful that I got my rib broken so Psych couldn't whack it with the fucking stick. You're welcome. Steve and Larry, by the way, I think we're going to let Psych, man, bring that stick back.
I mean,
for this show.
The stick came back because he tore my shoulder with that fucking thing.
Oh,
so, it was brutal, man.
He was brutal with that fucking thing. He was brutal.
But that's a funny story.
We did mention there is going to be an 8-man or an 8-team 6-man tag team elimination match. Explain, because I don't want to explain wrong. Explain how it's going to work.
Sure. So it's going to start with four teams. Four teams will be at ringside. You know, you'll have three men in each corner. They will wrestle until one team is eliminated. The minute one team is eliminated, another team will come out. Until a team is eliminated, then another team will come out. Okay. So it's going to be kind of like in high school we called it bull in the ring, right? Who can last? So gotcha. Whoever's first has the longest odds, right? Whoever are in that first four, they got the longest odds of the night.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and we know that so we're going to have a CSW team. We're going to have a POW team, an SCW team. Balthazar's teaming with the Warlocks.
Yep.
I think I'm at somewhere else. Trying to remember what the other teams were.
You have Mike Anthony. Yes. You have Damian Dunn and Chris Miller teaming up.
Okay.
Mike definitely was like, I need a couple killers on my side. And
Brotherhood is also going to be in there.
Brotherhood is going to be in there.
Gotcha. I know for SCW.
Chi-Town Syndicate will be in there.
Yeah.
I mean, having Willie and Hammer and Chi-Town together as a team. I cannot wait to see that. I cannot wait to see that.
Yeah.
Who from SCW is it? We're looking at JPH.
So we have JPH.
Yes.
You got Benny, and you got Apex.
Okay.
That is who's representing SCW. You have Killer Khalsa Singh, you have the Polish Crippler, and you have Frank the Tank Melson.
Good Lord.
Managed by
Richard T. Sin. That team.
That's going to be a scary team. Those are huge men. I mean,
we look small compared to those guys.
They are
all three of them. Trust me.
There's some scary teams in this. Like, these guys are going to see what real mass and humanity looks like in a ring.
Yeah.
So, wrestling has really gone. I mean, thankfully for me, has really gone down in size over the years. I mean, I was used to facing these really, really big men and dying.
That's what wrestling was back in the day. They wanted as many big guys as you get, not so much anymore.
So there's gonna be a whole lot of meat in that ring. A whole lot of meat.
Gotcha. And it hasn't really been announced who's starting out.
No.
We'll find out when the match happens on the 23rd. Schultz, VJ Price, Mike Masters, Miles Mercer, Fatal 4-Way. Miles Mercer, obviously current Genesis champion. Speculation in the Facebook post, maybe somebody would want to put a title on the line, maybe not, but I did see three of those men holding titles in their pictures.
Right.
The only person I don't...
Maybe I can convince Vern to put some of his money on the line.
Right.
Money versus titles, right?
Right.
There we go.
It's not a fatal four-way. It's just, it's single elimination.
Okay, so this is a...
It's a four-way match,
yeah.
But it's just a single elimination.
Gotcha. Okay. Creed, Mulligan, Marche, Rocket, SCW Heavyweight Championship. Originally, it was Marche taking on the winner of Scott Spade and James Creed from last month's SCW show. Mulligan, thankfully, out there helping James Creed from further injury from Scott Spade. And Creed made the one mistake of saying, I owe you one. Mulligan collected that very moment for this title opportunity.
Don't put it past the Windy City guy to collect, man. We're not here for long.
There's not time.
Well, it's fantastic because, like, when you look at it, it's like, so you got Creed, who is the next generation here. Current, but even sure. So much more in the future. Shawn Mulligan, Windy City guy, you know. Marche, like, is kind of in the middle.
Marche started at Windy City.
He did. So he's a lot older than I thought he was.
Literally, when I held up that pen.
Yeah.
When he could have been 160, 50 pounds when he started.
Maybe 160.
At as tall as he is.
Yeah. Okay.
But again, he had that megawatt smile and that amazing personality. That kid has never changed. I love that kid. You're a kid to me still. You'll always be a kid to me.
Well, we do know Marche Rocket, obviously, is a former SCW Heavyweight Champion. Shawn Mulligan is a former CSW Southland Heavyweight Champion. I know I've said it many times. Shawn Mulligan is the first Grand Slam champion in SCW. But it's hard to really certify that if he's never held the SCW Heavyweight title. He's only held the CSW Southland title. So I guess how you want to look at it, I mean, I'll ask you guys, how would you look at it? Is he a Grand Slam champion? Or until he holds the SCW Heavyweight title, he is not claim the Grand Slam championship.
I'd say he's a Grand Slam champion.
That's his.
I would say he's a Grand Slam champion. Now you add the Brewmaster title to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Yeah.
So it's like he sits down. He's a Brewmaster, Genesis, former tag team with Marche Rocky.
With Marche.
So I guess if you want to look at it overall, he is a Grand Slam champion. Some people will dispute that because it's not the official SCW championship. Title.
The only one who has the right to say it is him. And if he says it, that's how it is, right?
Okay.
He can't take the work away from the guy. He busted his ass for that, man. So
now, by agreeing to this, you're telling me I'm right, that I've been calling him the Grand Slam champion.
Correct. You are correct.
Excellent. Cool. So once again, not wrong.
You are correct.
Once again,
much I hate to say you're correct,
Final match that has been announced as of right now is the 70-man Windy City Classic Battle Royal. You guys have a vast knowledge of Midwest wrestling more than I do. Has there ever been a 70-man battle royal before in history?
There's been a bigger one.
There's been a bigger one.
There's been a 120-man battle royal.
Who?
Windy City.
Really? Okay.
Three rings, 40 men in each ring.
Oh, it's almost like a World War III kind of.
It was a huge. And, you know, it was a great spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get 120 men in here. I mean, for how many people constantly reach out to me,
yeah,
we might, but it just wouldn't be all at the same time for certain.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're looking at doing more than half that amount with one ring. So yeah. How is the structure of this battle royal going to work out? Because there's no way you get 70 guys in at one time.
No.
Nobody will be able to move.
They're not going to be
able to. It'd be like me fitting in my Chevy Malibu. It's not happening. I mean, it'll happen, but it's rough getting out of there.
Right.
I've seen you spray it with pan before.
Yeah,
you
got I just drop, tuck and roll out. It's nutty. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't forget that sound.
Yeah. Gas mileage, you know, I accept it.
So it's going to start with 40 people.
Okay.
Those 40? Oh, yeah. It's going to start with 40 people. And then you're going to have entrance announced along the way.
Mm-hmm.
The time intervals, I don't know. But, you know, there'll be some people who are introduced just on their own. There's some people who will be introduced as teams. Because there's a lot of unique history that should be pinpointed. And the Royal's one way to really do that and have fun with it.
Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned announced. Because I almost forgot to mention who is announcing the Mr. Bill Classic is none other than Riccolo.
That's right.
How did Riccolo become the announcer for the show?
So when we initially talked, when we were sitting in the office at the funeral parlor for the wake, one thing that was said was, you know, Mr. Riccolo used to take his kids to Windy City shows. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have pictures with his kids, right? From like when they were kids. Now they're doing amazing. They're stars. It's awesome stuff, right? But he used to love watching Mr. Bill.
Yeah.
Mr. Bill, in return, had talked to me several times about, like, I really like that Mr. Riccolo guy. He does a really good job. Mm-hmm. And it just came up in there, like, that's who we should have do it. So we talked about it, and then Jimmy made sure, like, he was like, hey, you know, I know that this came up and that we have to, you know, I have to have my stuff up here going on, but I want to make sure Mr. Riccolo is there because Jimmy was in there. That was something that was very... by everybody in the room, yeah, we want Riccolo to be there.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a big person, if we're celebrating that big personality, we need that big personality.
Absolutely.
There he is.
Out of the
most. Nobody out here does it better.
No.
And that's not a knock at anybody else. Don't hear me saying that. If you don't agree with me, good. I hope you do better than him at some point. But there's nobody better right now. Period.
Out of all of the Midwest shows I have been to over the course of doing this podcast, I don't think I've ever seen anyone come out like Riccolo does. His song, obviously by Kiss, coming out with I don't know what to call it, like streamer pop.
Confetti cannons.
Like he makes a spectacle of Absolutely. Who he is, and I looks classy doing it too. So I think he's the perfect guy for it. When I saw that was announced, I was like, that makes sense. It 100% makes sense.
Absolutely.
And I can't believe I almost forgot to mention him. Some of the other guys who, I don't want to leave anyone out. So I'm just going to run through it real quick. These are kind of like newer upcomer guys, SCW guys to talk about. We mentioned Inestro, we mentioned Quintero, Lee Metalik, Lizardman, FXB, Primo Loco, KJ Carter, we have seen on High Voltage, Draco, Joey Pearson, Buck Burnside, Sam Eli, Jack Valor, Eddie Grayson, King Trell, Lovely Lucia, Chris Millers. I put them under CSW. I think those are all the CSW guys.
Sure.
Chris Miller, I know of. I've seen Chris Miller here in SCW. Yep. I know he's been around for some time. A lot of the other guys, newer guys, kind of, correct? Like, making names for himself in the Battle
Royals. Most of these are newer guys. Some of them have been in CSW Battle Royals. Mm-hmm. Some have been working up at Northland and JWA. So they've been getting their feet wet. But these are all people that we talked things over and said, okay, they at least deserve a shot in mm-hmm. the Battle Royal.
Gotcha. I think one POW guy I have yet mentioned, Joey CC, is going to be in attendance. Chi-Chi.
It looks like CC, but it's Chi-Chi.
Is it pronounced Chi-Chi? Well, I've been doing that wrong my whole life.
It's Italian. Chi-Chi.
Joey Chi-Chi. I'm trying to remember exactly. I'm trying to remember the match I saw him in. And I guess I can. I've seen videos of him. Very, very entertaining dude. I think it was him versus Paulie Tomaselli where they didn't like. Actually, they had a match, but like most of the time, they just kind of bantered to the crowd. And I think it's just the entertainment in him that really brings that out.
He did come down to a Southland show and
worked Marco Anthony,
I believe.
Joey's an old tag team partner of mine. Great, mm-hmm. great dude, great friend of mine.
How many of these people have you tagged with?
Been around a long time, man. Yeah. I've been around a long time. So there's a few that I haven't, to be fair.
We never have.
No, we've never
done. Never.
No, that's not true. We did a DWA for the 10/19 show. Oh, me, you, right. Mike Anthony, and
I. Correct. Scratch it off the list. We did. I
just added more people.
To be fair, begrudgingly. I think we looked at each other like...
If you guys only knew the history.
Some of the SCW guys. I had Scott Spaden here. I'm calling him an SCW guy. It is what it is at this moment. But he was a Windy City guy, so. Sean Mulligan, again, Windy City guy. James Creed, SCW champion. JPH, Benny Bargas, Apex, Tommy Gunn, and Omar Salah. Two referees who, one has debuted in SCW on High Voltage, and one who may be close, but just not quite there, but yeah, is a Battle Royal champion.
Yeah. Omar wrestled before, a long time ago. So he's just getting his feet and stuff back together, but... They have very similar trajectories where Tommy's new and Omar's been around a little bit, but, you know, they're both, hey, you know, let me put on the stripes while I'm getting back in that shape to get on top of my game, which I think is very, very, very smart.
Absolutely. We do know from last month Omar has some knee issues. Hopefully that doesn't deter him, and he has some success in this Battle Royal. Johnny Chaos, another rising star. Amazing Turtle has been announced. Miles Mercer, Genesis Champion. Mistress Misery will be with Scott Spade. BJ Price, Bonanza is making a return to SCW. Miles Mercer, I put him on here twice. I knew I would do that.
It's going to happen, man. There's
all the names, it's bound to happen, so Travis.
High Voltage Champion, Freiberg will be there. Sheik and Schultz, all punitive damages, will be in attendance. Sergeant Brooks is making a return, which I don't believe we've seen Sergeant Brooks probably maybe since the... WrestleTopia Battle Royal in 2021, maybe 22?
Roughly, yes.
Yeah. And yes. Otis and the Berserker is in attendance, or?
I mean, I could tell you he'll be there, but, you know.
To what extent, we're not sure.
He mumbled something about the Royal, and mm-hmm. we'll see if he mumbles on the way to the Royal.
Well, we know the many faces of Otis. Is he Windy City?
No.
He is not.
He is not Windy City, okay.
He is not.
He came from WWA.
Is that the Mantino shows?
Yes.
They ran a lot out of
the Versatech?
Yes, the Versatech.
Gotcha. Some of the veterans or legends, Steve Bosman mentioned, Terry Allen, Jason Rain, Sonny Rogers, Johnny Stewart, Trevor Blanchard, X-Con, Donnie Dynamite, Damian Dunn, Rick Carbonic.
Rick Carbonic. So you got X-Con and Donnie Dynamite. Those are POW guys.
Okay.
They are representing POW, and they were trained at POW. They are POW, right? Johnny Stewart was an old school guy when I was coming up. Trevor was there way before I started. But the guys that you just listed off there, Sonny, I mean, Sonny's it's a staple. If you were around back then, I mean, everybody loves Sonny. Rick Carbonic is, I use that name to kind of rub him the right. He's better known as Old School Manson.
Okay.
But when he first started, mm-hmm. he was calling himself Rick Carbonic, and we were all like, okay, Rick Carbonic. So I had to call him Rick Carbonic.
Mike Masters, we mentioned. DOC, Doc. Is it Doc, DOC? I'm DOC. Guessing it stands for Department of DOC, Corrections, correct? Yeah. What can you tell me about him?
So both him and ex-con mm-hmm. wear the orange jumpsuit. Maybe they'll be a tag team. Who knows?
That'd be interesting.
But DOC was bare knuckles champion, sadistic son of a bitch, mm-hmm. But also a really good-hearted guy. So I'm looking. I mean, it's a battle royal. Who knows what's going to happen with him in there, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, maybe him and X-Con go at it, make the orange clash. I mean, who knows? But
maybe they team up and start eliminating people. We'll wait and see.
Right.
I think this might be the last group here. Kingpin. Stud Muffin, Gino Latino, Hammer, Richard T. Sin, Neil Blackman, Marco Rossi, Carlos Rivera, Chris Chaos, and I believe it was Waldo?
Waldo.
I know Gino Latino.
one of my favorite gimmicks.
Gino Latino is actually... he...
the shit we did to people. I don't even know, man.
Gino Latino, I know of him. He actually mentioned a commentary when he joined me and Chris James, 2 months ago. He mentioned that he was actually James Creed's first match in SCW, which, fantastic. I was there. I saw it. You guys mentioned Richard T. Sin earlier. You guys laughed about Waldo. Tell me about Waldo.
I could never find him.
Never. I mean, he literally dressed up like Waldo. You could never find him. He won a battle of the belts. He won a battle royal at Battle of the Belts when all of a sudden he was just
there.
And I love that. I've always loved that gimmick. Always. I mean, he's a good guy who he wasn't a big guy at the time, mm-hmm. but he was a great guy. And it was I don't remember if he came up with it or if we came up with it in the office. I don't remember that. But I just remember being like, yes. Sorry, I know the microphone's there. And I was like, oh my! It was just, and he had fun with it, man. And it was, I can't wait to see him in the Waldo gear because he's coming as Waldo. I can't wait to see it.
What I love about you doing that just now is this has been the only time I've ever interviewed professional wrestlers where they didn't constantly bang on the table. So if you did it once,
You're good with that?
I am happy. But when you get like the younger guys who like are pounding to make a point, and I hear it in the editing of the ding, ding, ding. I'm like, yeah, I gotta get a different table. that is just not working. Mr. Bill Classic is March 23rd. It's at the Historic Majestic Theater, 150 North Schuyler Avenue in Kankakee, Illinois. Show starts, doors open at 6 o'clock. High Voltage is starting up at 6 o'clock. Match card hasn't been finalized. I do believe we know the championship match. We do know what's happening in the championship match for High Voltage, correct?
The championship match?
I know it's weird for me to ask, but...
Yeah, no, we don't know the championship match yet.
We do not know the championship match.
That will be announced.
There's discussions.
Still being discussed.
Gotcha. Anything that we don't cover today, I will cover on Monday, obviously, because I will reiterate a lot of stuff. But the Mr. Bill Classic is at the Majestic Theater in Kankakee. On March 23rd. Doors open at 6. High Voltage starts at 6. Main card starts at 7 o'clock. When the show is all said and done, and we have a great time, after party is happening at Flanagan's Pub.
Which is literally
right below the Majestic. Right in the basement.
Awesome. Not only that, I mean, guys could come out, buy your tickets, MrBillClassic.com. Get your tickets before they're selling out.
Then get your hotel room because you're going to need to stay.
And that's what's beautiful about it. You can sit here and look at it like, there's a cash bar at the show.
Yep.
So you can enjoy a beverage while you're there. A lot of these...
410.
Yeah. Yeah. The hotel that has the special rates for the people attending the show is 7 minutes away from the venue.
Correct.
Is not that far away. And there's a bar there too. So realistically...
Correct. So we could have 10 more
there. Everywhere you turn, there's a bar somewhere.
Yeah. And isn't that what really life is about? Just
being in pain, smoking cigars, and having drinks.
Well, if you have enough drinks, the pain kind of subsides.
That's what I'm saying. If I remember correctly, on social media, front row sold out.
Front row sold out.
Third balcony sold out.
The very top level balcony.
Table sold out.
Correct.
Running low on VIP seating.
VIP is like less than 10.
Running low on second.
Second row is, I think second row is under 20 at this point.
And I believe the second balcony is also running low.
They are running low.
Even General Mission, I think they're running low.
General Mission had a surge. We have a bunch of General Mission.
Gotcha. Okay.
That being said, I mean, after that surge, there's you just don't want to sit there and wait. Because, I mean, I've had a lot of people contact me and, you know, well, what about this? I'm like, it's already sold out. But what if...
It's sold out. If you want it front row and you don't have it, we can't get it for you.
Yeah.
So don't... If there's tickets that you want, don't wait. I mean, I want you to have the tickets that you want. We all do. I mean, that... So just don't wait because...
VIP seating, if you don't have front row or second row guys, VIP seating on the stage, you guys will not be disappointed in those seats. I can't even explain to you how good those fucking seats are.
Yeah.
How you're looking at us here is how you'll be looking at the ring. It's like that.
Exactly. So, again, MrBillClassic.com. You can buy your tickets there. You can book the special rate quality in there as well. Again, it's 7 minutes away from the venue. The after party is right downstairs. You don't got to drive to it. I think the parking's actually pretty terrific for this place, too. It's like right across the street.
They got over 200 or 220 some parking spots, so plenty of parking.
Yep, there's lots of parking.
Gotcha. Is there anything about this show I may have missed or failed to mention that you guys would like everyone to know about?
No.
I think you pretty much touched on it. It's all about Mr. Bill.
Gotcha. I'm not going to lie. I have never prepared for anything in my life, but I did this because you both terrify me.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
I was watching you do your homework. I was impressed. Right. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you know, as a veteran of the business myself, being trained, I'm just kidding. I'm not even gonna do that. I'm not even gonna do that because I hear the yelling down there at the SMW school. I'm not even gonna make that joke right now. But I did want to make sure I got everything mentioned that needs to be mentioned. I would love to go through the sponsors. There's so many great sponsors, but.
So right now, let me say this. We have people coming in from California, New York, Texas, Minnesota, Michigan. I mean, there's so many people coming from all over right now. You just want to be there. You want to buy. This is going to be an amazing wrestling night. It'll be good action, right? There'll be good wrestling action, but it'll be emotion. It'll be drama. It'll be fun. It'll be creative. It's going to be just a unique night that you don't want to miss. And that's why people are coming from all over. I mean, I'm telling you, New York to California, everywhere in between. That's a shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, I mean, it's going to be an awesome night. I can't wait to celebrate.
I truly believe it's going to be the event of the year. I truly believe that.
I agree 100%. I mean, what else is going to draw people to Illinois?
That's a great question.
Right? Who's going to come to the Midwest from California and Florida in wintertime in Illinois?
Technically, it'll just be spring at that point. We'll have just flipped it.
I'm really excited about this. I hope all you guys, again, go to MrBillClassic.com. Tickets available there. Booking for the special rates at Quality Inn there as well. Make sure you come out to the show. Enjoy not only the legends of Windy City, but also the rising stars and the guys who are still making Midwest wrestling the best wrestling in all the country and possibly even all the world. Because I think Midwest wrestling just hits differently.
It does.
And
because that's how we were taught to hit.
Well, boy.
Again, March 23rd, Majestic Theater in Kankakee, 150 North Schuyler. Tickets still available, MrBill.com. MrBillClassic.com. Not that many left, so make sure you get there. And you know what? Make sure you get there early enough to enjoy the high voltage and get the doors open and everything. So, guys,
set yourself a Mr. Bill t-shirt, too. Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
Where can they find those at?
At the show.
At the show? There you go. Somebody special.
You can find them online right now as well. It's on MrBillClassic.com.
Excellent. Everything's at MrBillClassic.com. So I'll make that note because this video is also coming out. Not only is this audio, this is also going to be video. And I'll put tags and everything so people can find it. Guys, thank you again for sitting with me and doing this.
Thank you.
I know it's not easy.
Appreciate you covering the classic, man.
Yeah, well, I know it's not easy sitting with me.
It's not.
Yeah, but hey, we did it, right? We got through it.
We got through it.
And I didn't look that stupid. So make sure you get to the Mr. Bill Classic March 23rd.
That being the operative word.
Well, he can't help the looking stupid, but he sounded okay.
He did sound okay.
I look pretty.
The looking part we can't help you with.
Beard, hair, eyes. I'm trying to make everything below. This is garbage. But here up, gorgeous. But this isn't about me. This is about Mr. Bill.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
March 23rd, make sure you guys get there. And make sure you follow JFW on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just message Just Freak of Wrestling. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Not only my YouTube channel, but also Southland Championship Wrestling's YouTube channel. Because, actually, thanks to Terry and everything, what we're doing is there's a new format how everything's been released on Southland Championship Wrestling. So you don't want to miss how that's happening. Obviously, a lot of the changes that happened at the show has been incredible this year. A lot of the pre- and post-match commentating. It's incredible. Make sure you subscribe to Southland Championship Wrestling, not only on Facebook, on Instagram, but also on YouTube. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss anything. And do the same thing for JFW Podcast because I need subscribers. I don't care if you listen, just subscribe. It's fine. Guys, that's all I got. So, as always, I am Travis C. And thank you for listening to another episode of Just Freak Wrestling, the JFW Podcast.
Get your Mr. Bill tickets. Get your Mr. Bill Classic t-shirts. We'll see you guys on the 23rd.
Terry, would you like to finish it? Anything else you want to add? I mean, I was done, but I guess he wasn't.
I was not done.
You were not done. You got aggressive there. You yelled, right? And you pointed.
I didn't smack the table.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Terry, anything else?
Fuck these guys.
There we go.